Today is June 23rd, 2015. This is ICANN 53, CCNSO members meeting day one, La Pampa Room.
I was thinking about it. I'm going to sit here. Thank you, Mr. Accountability Chairman.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to ICANN 53, the first day of the CCNSO sessions. We have a very, very full agenda over the next couple of days with a very significant program for us that will deal with a whole range of issues. But of course, the primary issues will be around the work of the CWG and the CCWG. The program working group has constructed what I think is an exceptional program for us and for anybody participating remotely to get a deep understanding of the linkages between the two and some of the specific issues that are going to be of particular relevance to this community. Without stealing too much thunder, there are five separate sessions on the issues related to CWG and CCWG, and they have been constructed essentially to fit together to provide us as a community with a high-level overview, an understanding of the linkages between the two working groups, a detailed drill down into issues specific to us, and then towards the end of the day, Wednesday, bringing it back around for a consolidated overview. All the way through each of those sessions, of course, will be the opportunity for dialogue and exchange and input. And I would ask you on behalf of the council to please be involved in all of these discussions, because at the end of our 2 days of sessions, the council will be looking to make a decision on whether or not at this stage to support the CWG's proposal to push it to the next step. And I think that's a very important thing to be very aware of at this point. The proposal of the CWG is going through a series of phases, of which this is but one of those phases. And what we are really tasked with as a council coming to the out of this period is, are we ready to say yes and push the work of the CWG to the next phase in the process, which is off to the ICG to start to stitch together the various component pieces from the three different communities, names, numbers, and protocols. After which, of course, there'll be another opportunity for us to participate as a community when they put their work to public comment. But bringing it back to the next couple of days, please make your views known. Let our council members hear your input and provide it as candidly and transparently as possible, so that when we go into the council meeting Wednesday afternoon, we'll have a really good sense of where the community is at on this phase of the process. So lots of time to talk about CWG and CCWG, probably more than you ever wanted to know about both of them, but in all seriousness, this will likely be one of the most important decisions that the council will make, and we want to make sure that we do it fully understanding how the community is feeling about it. So it's a great agenda. The program working group has put together, I think, a really, really robust couple of days, and I look forward to the discussions and hearing from everybody in the room, on the web, CCNSO member or not. Everybody's involved in this conversation, so I look forward to hearing from everybody. And with that, over to you, Katrina.
Thank you very much, Byron. Good morning, everyone. Could we get a presentation on the screen? Highlights, yes. Well, basically, Byron just did my job and briefed you about the CCNSO meeting days. But still, there are a few things I would like to say. Does this work? Okay, it's like that. It's Yes, these 2 days are really packed, and well, most of the time they're packed with discussions regarding CWG and CCWG documents and ideas that are well, sometimes hidden deep in the documents, and maybe you haven't had time to get through all the piles of pages that they have produced. And we think that our task here is to give you really a deep understanding of what's going on. How can I? By now, you should have realized that you are in Buenos Aires, and these are CCNSO days here. Oh, yeah, thank you. Now we can move forward. So 2 days, as always, packed with events, and just as Byron already briefed you, we have combine these discussions around five blocks. The first block starts today at 2, and it will start with a brief overview of CWG, CCWG, and ICG processes. And just to make things at least a little bit easier for you, we have compiled a list of abbreviations that will be heavily used during the discussions. And I think that in this case, when one can form a paragraph consisting of abbreviations only, it will be really, really helpful for you to have this list. Gabi will walk around and give you abbreviations plus 2 pages of a summary of the process, just, again, to make it concise and help you to understand what it's all about. Block number 2 will follow closely after block number 1, it will highlight areas of agreement and disagreement that we have in our community. On Wednesday, we'll start block number 3 in the morning, right after the meeting with our representatives on the ICON board. And we'll talk about CCWG proposals and CCTLD views on these proposals. Block number 4, as you can see, it starts 12:30 and ends 3:15. Don't worry, we'll have a lunch break there. But I must warn you, the lunch break will be shorter than usual. Usually we have an hour. This time we have to manage it in 45 minutes. Sorry, it just didn't work any other way. I know that Giovanni, for example, is really unhappy, but I'm sure you can run outside and grab a pizza. A pizza, yeah, right. Giovanni is always very unhappy with when he does not get enough food. Relatively short lunch break, and we continue with block number 4. And just as Byron again highlighted minutes ago, very important is block number 5. Even if you sleep through blocks number 1 to number 4, please wake up block number 5, be here, because we really need to hear your agreement. This will be a wrap-up, we'll be seeking for your support, or maybe if you do not support, just anyway, speak up. Here I'd really like to thank all our representatives on these groups, because they have worked really hard. You even can't imagine, and I think they couldn't imagine that themselves. They're spending enormous amount of time reading documents, writing documents, on numerous phone calls, discussions, and so on and so on. So no matter what you think about the proposals, please respect these people and the time they have spent they spent time that just for us to be able not to do that, we just can come here and hear short, brief summaries of the work they put together. So thanks a lot to them. We also have some changes. Unfortunately, Annabeth cannot join us in the morning session. She has to be in another session discussing same geo things she's going to tell us about. We hope to move her presentation later today during ICANN update. Another very important presentation during ICANN update I'd like to highlight here is a presentation about the meeting future meeting strategy at ICANN. Bart and Keith will brief us on that. Why it's important? Because, as you know, strategy for meeting has changed. ICANN is going to do it differently, and it will affect CCN. So this is this presentation that Bart and Keith will give us. It's just, you know, to trigger your thoughts so you can think and be prepared for a decision that we'll have to take in Dublin. No decision now, but please listen and get ready. So 2 days of discussions. Luckily, we have our CCNSO cocktail tonight, not far from here. It's a walking distance to Sofitel Buenos Aires Hotel. Looking forward to seeing you all there. This is an excellent opportunity to discuss everything that's going on, well, in not so formal format, and we really should thank our sponsors for this opportunity that they made this possible. Thank you very much. And, well, looking forward to seeing you all there. And, of course, during our sessions. So with this, I'd like to move to the next session, which is updates. Updates of various working groups. Giovanni is getting ready. Oh, no, sorry, Giovanni, relax. You don't have to be ready because, Annabeth, unfortunately, as I already mentioned, cannot do that. So Christian, could you give an update on DOD ops? You have it.
Thank you. All right, good morning, everyone. So I'm going to give you a brief update on the TLD Ops mailing list. How do I move forward? Click on it. Okay. So just a brief summary on what this really is, this TLD Ops mailing list. It's a mailing list that acts as a contact repository for CCTLDs. And it enables CCTLD operators to easily and quickly look up each other's contact information. So that's name, phone number, and email address. The folks that are on the list are the subscribers are the people that are responsible for the security and stability of their CCTLD. And the mailing list is open to not only CCNSO members, but to also not non-CCNSO members. So our goal is to try to get every CCTLD on the planet on this mailing list. One of the unique elements of the mailing list is actually two things. One is that it uses a model of personal trust, which means that the subscribers need to join the list with their personal information, so their first name, last name, personal email address, and also their phone number. So we do not allow any role-based accounts or phone numbers on the list. And the purpose there is to, you know, further enhance the level of trust within the CCTLD community, for instance, because people start recognizing each other's names on the list. The other unique element is that we make this information available offline as well, in that we extended the mailing list with a custom script that generates an email message every month with the full list of subscription, full list of contact information in there. So everyone who's on the list with their names, email addresses, and phone numbers. And as a result, the subscribers will have this information in their inboxes so that they can also consult it in, you know, offline situations, which might occur in the face of large-scale internet incidents. So the targeted impact of this whole repository is to improve the handling of incidents, so large-scale internet incidents that require a coordinated response of CCTLDs at the global level. And the mailing list was set up by the SECR working group, which stands for Secure Email Communications for Incident Response. All right, so this is the status in terms of subscribers. We managed to get 45%, so that's 134 CCTLDs on the list right now. So the total number of CCTLDs is 246, as you can see in the table. So we still have 112 CCTLDs to go. That's 46%. On the IDN side, we managed to get 20 IDN CCTLDs on the list, which corresponds to 44% of the total number of IDN CCTLDs. And just to give you an overview of what the TLD ops, you know, ecosystem, if you will, looks like. So this is, let's say, the CCTLD. The picture is somewhat corrupted. So this is the CCTLD that subscribes to the TLD ops mailing list. This is the person responsible for the security and stability of that CCTLD, and this person is then added or requested to be added to the list by the IANA admin contact, who sends a request to the CCNSO secretariat, who then subscribes the folks to the mailing list. And the security and stability contacts of a CCTLD can use the mailing list in two ways, actually. One is, you know, by querying it, which is sending a message on the list, like, okay, I need the contact information of this other CCTLD. Can you guys please send it to me? And the second element is the what we call the notification service, which is this TLD ops specific script that generates the full list of contact information and sends it on the list at regular intervals. Okay, so and the whole system or whole ecosystem is being, you know, governed by what we call a TLD ops standing committee. This committee still needs to be established. And the committee liaises with IANA, for example, and also with ESSEC. And currently we have the SECR working group, who's basically taking care of this sort of thing. And we also take care of the interaction with ESSEC and IANA, for example. But these responsibilities need to be transferred to that standing committee once we finalize the working group, which will be in a few weeks' time. Okay, and also the TLD Ops Standing Committee will be responsible for starting new working groups to further develop the ecosystem, you know, in terms of technology, in terms of processes, and perhaps even in terms of types of stakeholders. Yeah, so I basically already talked about this. These are the three different services that we offer: subscription, so how to subscribe to the mailing list; notifications, which are the regular email messages with contact information in there, so that this information is also available in offline situations; and the query service, which enables the security and stability contacts to ask for contact information. Okay, so like I said, we currently have 134 subscribers on the list, which means that we're still missing 112 CCTLDs. So in order to get more folks on the list, we developed two types of promotional material. One is a card which has the number, which has the CCTLDs on it that are not on the TLD ops list yet. It's in the back of the room, just outside the doors. So please pick up a card. If you're on it and you also think that you know somebody else who's not on it but should be on it, then also please pick up a card. And the instructions on how to get on the list are also available through the URL that's on the card. And we also have the TLD Ops leaflet, which provides some more information on what the mailing list is all about and why we made certain design decisions. Okay, so once again, this material is available outside these doors, just in front of the La Pampa conference room. Yeah, so this is the TLD Ops leaflet. So just to, I'm also going to give you a heads up of the conclusions and recommendations that the Seeker Working Group will be drawing in the next few weeks. So the first conclusion is that we have been relatively successful. We managed to get 134 CCTLDs on the list, and we did that in the space of 4 months. We think that this is also an indication that the CCTLD community continues to consider the contact repository a service that provides an added value for incident response purposes. And we also concluded that our main challenge was to devise a simple approach that would work for everyone, so that, both in terms of technology and procedures. And finally, we realized that our outreach activities were actually crucial to get this many CCTLDs on the list. So outreach in terms of giving presentations for you guys, making this TLD Ops leaflet and so forth. So the three key recommendations of the working group is, first of all, to set up this standing committee that I spoke about that will govern the daily operation and further development of the TLD Ops ecosystem. Our second recommendation is to keep things pretty much the way they are now for about a year, so that in order to focus on growing the number of subscribers, so until ICANN 56, roughly. And our third recommendation is to add the security and stability contact information to the IANA database eventually. And this is actually a very timely recommendation because IANA is considering to work on a new contact information model, and we've also been liaising with Kim Davies about this. Our next steps are to first request the CCNSO Council to set up the TLD Ops Standing Committee. So we'll be doing that right after the ICANN meeting. And only after that we will submit our final report. So we're planning to do that just before the next CCNSO Council meeting, which is at the end of August somewhere, I think. And the reason for doing it this way is that we provide some continuity. Because if we would finish now, then there would be a gap before the standing committee would be set up. And submitting the final report would then result in the closing of the working group. So that was pretty much it. Yeah. If there are any questions. Then.
Thank you very much, Christian. Any questions from the audience? Eduardo?
Thank you. Just an idea that came to us yesterday when we saw the promotional material that you have, that we in the regional organizations are going to send, we're going to use our list in order to promote within our members the registration on this list too. So I invite the other regional organizations to do something like that.
Yeah, actually, we've already been interacting with the region organizations quite frequently. So, for instance, with Center and also with LAC CLD. Good. But it always helps to do it again. So if you would be willing to do that, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
So thank you. Just a quick show of hands. Who has subscribed to the list? Oh, I'm sure that Sweden has subscribed, yeah. Okay, thank you. And so that's a good example for the rest of us who hasn't subscribed yet. Thank you very much, Christian.
Thank you.
Then, sorry, it's me again. Guidelines Review Committee report. I've forgotten already. So this is our first report to the community. Well, as you know, the work of the CCNSO is regulated by guidelines. And and they are what they are. They are guidelines. So sometimes we follow them, sometimes we don't. And the purpose of the group was to review the set of current guidelines, ascertain whether they reflect current practices and working methods or not, and if they don't, we try to identify these discrepancies and also potential gaps. And we also propose changes. The idea is that we propose changes to the current guidelines to the council. Our group is not very big. But we've done a lot. First of all, we had to go through the list of current guidelines and kind of categorize them into five groups. There are guidelines which describe election processes, external appointments, internal organization of activities, internal organizational guidelines, and other. And then we also set the sequence of activities. So what will we do to do the job? First, we looked through the guidelines and thought, are they all still relevant? And here we came to a conclusion that the guideline on interaction and ICANN strategic and operational plan is completely obsolete. It's not used because this guideline was used before a standing committee, SOP group, was established. Now there's an SOP working group. They have their own charter. So there's really no need for this guideline to be still on the list. So we advise the council to archive this guideline. Then we also determine priority of the review. Actually, when we started reading and reviewing guidelines, we thought it was necessary for us to propose, to rewrite them and propose our, we think, clearer and better versions. So here you can see the order of, the order, how are we going to review the guidelines, the order of the guidelines to be reviewed. In bold, you see those guidelines which we are currently already working on. So we have reviewed them and started rewriting. So how do we do that? We developed a guideline review template. So everybody on the group who starts reviewing guideline follows this template and fills it in. For example, describes issues identified with the document itself. They have to answer some questions like, does the document fully address the issue, yes or no? Or does the document currently describe current correctly describe current practice, yes or no, and so on. And we also thought it was necessary to set a general framework for a CCNSO guideline. So how the guideline should look like, what parts it should contain, I would think there must be title, version number, perhaps even a history of versions if the guideline had been constantly updated and so on. This is regarding the structure, but we also think that there must be requirements to the content of a guideline. For example, it must be clear. Roles and responsibilities must be clearly defined. It should use plain English without any unnecessary layers of complexity in terms of the language, for example. It must be really clear and plain so that anybody from the community, even those people who are not fluent in English, they could read and easily understand who is doing what and why, basically. That's a short update, but I must say some other words. Well, we expected this work to be completed by now. But unfortunately, we must say that it takes much more time and efforts, especially because we started rewriting them. So the work does not go so quickly and easily as we anticipated. And so we decided that we really need some more support from the community, and we will ask the council to issue a call for volunteers. So if you are willing to join our group and to set, to work on the guidelines, which will help us in the future, you're welcome, and I really would like you to join our group. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you very much, Katrina. As you can see from the agenda, the next two sessions we have are back-to-back meetings with first the board at 9:45, which is in only a few minutes, and then immediately following that, there'll be a short coffee break, and then we are on to the GAC. So just as a reminder, we are back-to-back outside meetings. First with the board, which is in Liberator AB, so the big room towards the end of the hall here, and then with the GAC in the room called San Telmo. So first meeting with the board is at 9:45, so just in a few minutes. Peter, did you have a comment? While Peter gets to the mic, I am also just going to make one other announcement. For those of you who had not heard, Gabby will be leaving us. And I just wanted to let you know we will take an opportunity to more formally recognize that over the course of the next 2 days. But I just wanted to give you as individuals the opportunity over the next couple of days to say your own individual or personal thank you. Oh, we're getting some red cards, Gabby. You're not allowed to leave. Gabby will not be leaving the ICANN family. She's just moving to a different location within it and the Yeah, she's taking the CEO position. You heard it here first. actually, she's moving on to the Global Stakeholder Engagement Group. So I'm sure in various ways we will continue to interact with her. But by the next meeting, we should expect that she will be in her new role, although final details and timing to be announced. Anyway, I just wanted to make that known so that you had an opportunity to chat with her over the course of the next 2 days as individuals. And just informally, I would like to say thank you for everything you've done, Gabby. And with that, Peter.
Thank you, Byron. For the GAC meeting, I was wondering if we could add a small addition to the agenda. And some of you might have seen the CCTLD-focused survey that GAC members have received, and it's still unclear which GAC member initiated the initiative or what the deadline is or what the purpose is. But some of the questions seem to be leading questions. As in, how do you assure control over your CCTLD and That's the perspective that they take on that. So in the discussions on the IST, because it's in that context that it's being circulated, it might be useful to have somebody ask if there is more information available. And then secondly, suggest that all that information is already available as it was presented at the LA meeting in the CCNSO. There was a presentation about CCTLDs and national legislation, which includes most of the information that they're looking for. So I would strongly recommend that if they're using a data set, it's a reliable one, and it's one that's probably more complete than they'll ever get because it was created by the CCNSO and the regional organizations in combination.
Good point. Thank you, Peter. So with that, given our next meeting or our next session is with the board in 5 minutes, we'll call this one to a close and make our way down to Liberator AB for our meeting with the board. Thank you.
And 10 past 12, we'll start with Giovanni's presentation.
Put it.
It's a mixture of Spanish and Italian. It's a lot of.
See you.
Very well.
How are you? I'm good. You?
Fine, fine, fine. A bit tired, but...
Tired? But why?
I had to shorten my time. I had another commitment. Then I arrived yesterday morning, directly to the meeting.
Oh. So. Friday, I arrived.
That's subject.
Okay.